The maturation of good radio at the end of the year. Good days had a good year. I want to say hi to my friends listening in Albuquerque to the Kiva. What a great concept, AIVA. It's four letters mean a lot. Matter of fact, if somebody may explain this better than me. Those listening in Albuquerque, 800-510-8255. The Kiva is, as I remember it,
it's like a
sort of a hut.
To join and chat and talk.
Right, to bring almost like
Indians.
A tent. Yeah, big
like
tent.
A community.
Yep. Yeah.
House.
So certainly that area of our country has that heritage, and thus the call letters, which are I think longtime Albuquerque staple anyway. KIVA. How do you do? How's everybody doing today? You have to, as we get ready for this new year, thinking about how you'll change your MO, thinking about giving a little before you get a little. Kind of a universal law. Remember that song?
Give a little, get a little,
Yeah, you have that song?
I think I do.
You have to give.
I hope so, because I don't know it.
Before you get, you've never heard that song before?
I don't think.
Yeah.
This is sort of following along. If you've been with us here earlier this morning, we were talking about the future, and one of the things in the future that is daunting is how we'll be able to feed everybody. Thinking about planting your seeds. You got to plant the seeds, got to water them. All these things that we've been talking about, Jennifer, sort of tie together. And if you haven't been around, I'll give you a quick summation of where we are. And I've been concerned about where we're going in terms of the population explosion. How are we going to feed everybody? How's there going to be enough water for everybody? How are we going to get along? How are we going to govern people in the future? That's a question that's applicable for today, for next year, for the next century, for the future of the planet. How do we make the law, the natural laws of humanity work? And I think one of the natural laws is understanding a little thing like a seed, how you put it in the ground and how it grows. What a wonderful, I mean, this is yet another example, without getting all religious, because it isn't really about religion, I don't think. Religion takes these sorts of things, these principles, and uses them for their own ends. But the manifestation of the power, the infinite mind, that figured out somehow or other, you can take a seed, put it in the ground, and all of the things that are in the ground will help nurture that seed so that cellularly it grows. And a plant, a kernel of corn is a great example of that. I grow lots of it every year for my farm. Stick that little kernel in the ground, and in 4 days, a little green sprout comes out of the ground. And then the nutrients that are in the soil that you've put there, in my case, manure and things that are good to help all of the elements in the soil refurbish and thus grow. You know, there's a discussion, and I forgot how we get started on this, but Richie was talking about a problem, and I think Jennifer.
I heard a story.
I didn't think
news.
You had this on the air, though. This was
we didn't talk about it.
Go ahead.
I heard a story on the news talking about a problem with a corn that they had genetically engineered.
They being Monsanto.
I assume, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's who does it.
Having its own insecticide in it.
Yeah, Roundup it's called.
And now the problem is it's not working. So they've genetically engineered this corn to be to create its own insecticide. And now the bugs are figuring out or becoming immune to whatever the insecticide is, and they're able to go ahead and destroy the corn crops. So the spin that they gave the story was, uh-oh, we're losing crops.
Yeah.
And the takeaway that I got from it is, oh, my God, if this corn can create its own insecticide so that bugs won't eat it, what does it do to us?
I know.
And then
that's
your
gross.
Takeaway, Doug, was that they are trying to control the seed. So that you can't, as a farmer, take your own corn and regrow it, because one of the other byproducts is that this corn cannot be used as seed.
This is the reap what you sow thing, to keep the analogy going. The essence of what Monsanto has done and what they are creating, other than a monstrous mess, is the destruction of the soil. Using what I just said a few minutes ago, planting your seeds, reap the harvest, all of that stuff. What happens in the soil? What naturally has happened? Again, back to God or infinite intelligence or the force or whatever you want to call it. We have been, our soils that are on this planet have been given nutrients, and microbial support. These little things that you can't see in the soil work the soil. And that's what I brought it to your attention, Richie, so that you could tell that story, so we could go back to and understand what goes on with the seedling. The essence of manures or anything that's put in the soil, they feed the microbes. They don't feed the plant. They feed and encourage these microbial little units to live in the soil, and they work what is the natural goodness of the soil into the ability to support that seed and support the plant. So the manure doesn't make the plant grow, or the fertilizer or anything we put in there. That isn't what makes it grow. Right. What makes it grow is the microbial work that's done in the soil to get the seed started and enhance its ability. It feeds.
Here's your other issue there, though. Story I heard yesterday on the news. The state of Maryland is trying to control farmers spreading manure because of the water shedding.
Yeah, because
and
they don't
it's
get...
It's killing the bay. No, it is killing oysters.
Well,
in
but
the bay.
It's killing it because they don't put it on. I mean, the farmers need to have some common sense.
They don't put it on at the time of year.
Right. Well, no, you don't even need that. You just need to put it on the right time of year so it doesn't wash into. And the environmental people go wacko, although there is truth to some of what they say. The other side of it is... Here's the thing that's so annoying about the information that gets put forth, and the interests of news people is basically threaded or controlled by the people who advertise.
I was dumbfounded that the takeaway from the story from the news people was, uh-oh, we're losing crops.
Yeah. No, that isn't the story.
They wanted to scare you. Uh-oh, we might have a shortage of corn.
They don't know. Well, I mean, watch any of those discoveries.
They want to scare you.
If you watch Discovery or any of these networks, anytime I watch these shows, like the trucker that goes across the ice, they tell you or they set it up by, well, what happens if the truck goes on soft ice?
I know, that kind of stuff.
So that sets up in people, the immediate reaction is fear. Fear, 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 fear. And that's what sells, which is kind of a sad commentary on reality. Anyway, let me finish the seed story so that we understand what has been done or what is being done here in the name of control. This is the same. It's a political mechanism. These people want to control the source of food on the planet because we don't exist without it. And so this is a major thing where controlling the food supply means that you become kajillionaires. Plus, you can do what you want with the population for your own benefit. And that's what's so dangerous about Monsanto. But to speak to what you just said about the manure, Richie, here's what the real problem is. The commercial fertilizers that are used are what kills the whatever may be in the water, or certainly affects it. Imagine the chemicals running off into the water, and that's the impact. The impact is from the chemical, not from the manure. Is a natural. It's soil. It's an organic product that becomes part of the soil again. The fertilizer doesn't become part of the soil. It is what it can make a plant grow, but it kills the microbes. So that's why you got to put fertilizer on a field, commercial fertilizer on the field every year, because it in essence kills rather than enhances that which is the real source of life. Am I making this clear enough? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm following you.
Yeah. The microbes that are there that really make things grow, that are enhanced by organic material like manure, which is good for the soil, they are what causes the plant to grow and grow and grow. Fertilizers that are put on are necessary because the chemicals that have been sprayed on the land have killed everything, like you're suggesting, including the microbes that are in the soil.
About 10 years ago, we had Eddie Albert, the actor, on the show. And for some reason, I always remember that he came on to talk about this. He's like, we're killing our dirt.
Yeah, we are killing the dirt
in this country. And, I obviously was clueless at that point about any of this.
We're killing the dirt.
Right.
That's the best way I could... You've summarized what I've just been saying over the past 7-8 minutes.
Eddie Albert
killing the dirt. Eddie Albert did suggested that we need to be taking a better look at how, and yet we have the news media. See, the inherent goodness of our system is also responsible. Without the hole in our system at the moment now is education. We are not teaching people to be critical thinkers or to understand how things really work. We have this total manipulative control from big government, big corporations. And so what they do is they feed all this nonsense into you through that iPad that you have or the iPhone that you have. And nobody's being taught how to critically think through things. If you understand what the two sides of the story are, you can bet. The information is there if you go get it.
Right.
Yeah, but people aren't getting it. They're being fed. They aren't curious. Yeah,
I think we
they're
now have the tools
told.
To get information from multiple sources to be able
Richie,
to critically
think. You
make.
Have been taught to be a critical thinker because of the education that you had. The kids coming along now are not being taught. Well, something must have stuck.
Yeah.
The critical thinking that's necessary for you to work all these things through isn't there. So therefore, fewer people are able to solve the many problems that we are confronted with. These are opportunities. They aren't problems. There are solutions, and this is fun if you work at it that way. That's the way I look at it. How do you look at it? 800-510-8255 at 18 after. This is Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices exclusion supply.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusion supply, see store for details.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In the next half hour, we get an update on the television scene from Jennifer Horn here on Good Day.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Just last night, wanted to bring the year in line. Woke up this morning, I don't know how. Last night I was a happy man, but the way I feel right now, it's gonna be a funky new year. Come on, sing it with me.
Ooh, I want a funky new year.
Funky new year.
Funky new year. How are you looking at the prospects for the new year's 24 After on Good Day with Jennifer, Rich, and Doug? Are you going to stay up until midnight tomorrow night? That's the poll question. So which is
I'm not spending up until midnight tomorrow night, but on New Year's Eve, yes.
Ah, well, tomorrow night is today
New
is
Year's
the
Eve.
Eve of New the Eve yeah. of New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
That's
Eve.
What today is. This is
right.
New Year's Eve. Eve. Eve.
Eve. Eve.
Eve. Eve.
Yeah.
Yo, Eve-O. That's how they say it in England. Yo,
Eve-O.
All right, so anyway, staying up till midnight on New Year's Eve, yes or no? Here's the poll as it sorts out at DougStephan.com. A, yes, I'll be at a party all night. B, yep, I'll be on a date. C, I'll be watching Dick Clark and Ryan Seacrest trying to stay awake. D, I doubt it. No, I have to work on New Year's Day is E. And mine isn't there. I'll be on an airplane. On New Year's Eve.
That's kind of fun.
Oh, well,
so you'd be on a plane at midnight?
Yes.
Oh, that's cute. So you're going to have a countdown in the sky.
Oh, my gosh, Doug.
You're going to get, if you were going the other way, you would get to celebrate New Year's Eve three times.
Wouldn't that be cool?
But
yeah,
now
if
you're
I were
not,
coming from Boston
bummer.
To Los Angeles.
Right.
This way,
that'd be awesome.
We'll start. Actually, we couldn't. Can we do it the other way? If we leave here at 10, it's actually 1 o'clock on the East Coast.
Too late for
so,
you.
When we go over, if it's the second hour out, we'll be over Denver.
Denver, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll celebrate in Denver. Woo-ha!
The whole time warp stuff just messes with my head, man.
It freaks me out, too. Yeah.
I still haven't figured out our trip back from Guam.
Yeah.
I still have no idea what happened to time and space.
That was 10 years ago.
Back in time.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yesterday's poll, how do you plan to spend New Year's Eve? This is almost the same question, but let's take a shot at it. 43% of you said you're going to stay home with Dick and Ryan. 32% of you said you didn't have any plans yet. Let's see, 11% of you said you were going out on a romantic date. 9% said you were going to a party. And 6% said you were going to whatever your community's version of Times Square is.
It doesn't have my answer. I'm going to do it all. E, all of the above.
All of the above.
Wow.
All right, so that's
easy.
Okay, no, not really.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's, don't forget to check out all of the things at DougStephan.com in the Better Living Box, helping you and your family and your animals and everybody live a better and happier life. So I've sort of hatched this idea, Richie,
yeah.
which is going to hold listeners of this program into account. I think there's in addition to like the 2020 news quizzes and historical quizzes that I like to do, I'm thinking that if we're talking about things like we are today, we're really I think, in a helpful mode, having people understand things like how do plants grow. You had a great beginning listening to that story on the news station about where the seed problems are and how we're going to deal with them, but the reporter completely missed the story, which is the case nine times out of ten.
They didn't miss the story. They twist it for their own advantage keep you listening.
Okay. So I explained in 3 or 4 minutes' time how the soil actually works and why things grow. And I said it was because of one thing. What are these small elements in the soil that actually make things grow? One word answer. Do you remember? 800-510-8255 for a swell New Year's prize. Do you remember what I said was what actually makes things in the soil grow? One word. Mm-hmm. Sort of sounds scientific. Scientific-y. You know what that word is? You'll call us and you'll win a prize. 800-510-8255. What is that small element in the soil that actually makes things grow? Call us now and tell us what it was that I said, or you knew it probably before because you're such a smart bunch of cookies. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Glenn Close stars in Albert Nobbs, the story of a woman who worked as a male butler for 30 years. The 5-time Oscar nominee is already getting Oscar buzz.
I think she's a very unusual character. Everybody has a story, and there's a story that people perceive outwardly for each of us, and that's a story we're aware of as we're looking from the inside out.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Woody Allen explores love and literature in Midnight in Paris. Jack Black and Angelina Jolie get their kicks in Kung Fu Panda 2. And Nicholas D'Agosto and Emma Bell cheat death in Final Destination 5. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusion supply.
The year is quickly coming to a close, so now's the time to prepare for the new one. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this week to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real deals for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Coupon gift through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Making your day happy, informative, hopefully in an entertaining way. That's the song of joy we sing here on this good day. The day before the 30th would be the 29th, 31st, last day of the year. Do you feel like you've done great things this year? You're just sort of marking time, I'm afraid.
That's what no.
Yeah. There's a lot of growth that has happened this
We're
past
busy.
Year. Yeah. We have been very busy. We're trying to conquer the environment that we live in that is problematic. You want to solve problems, solutions, achieve your goals. You don't find much satisfaction or happiness, I don't think, without understanding that you have achieved something and overcome it. So this year, perhaps, Richie, we can define as a year of overcoming obstacles, taking advantage of the problems that have been put before us and figuring out how to solve them. We've done a better job collectively as individuals, and that sounds like an oxymoronic statement, but collectively as one, we have done a better job solving our own problems than the collective as a whole. If you look at the political process, for example, we have the same problems in the country now that we had a year ago at this time. But yet many of you individually have actively run away from or solved your problem. Sometimes you run away from them. Sometimes you solve them, but you're getting away from them. So you're not in that stagnant pond. I think that's kind of an important thing to moving into a happy zone, not staying in the... If you're sad, you lost somebody this year. Richie lost somebody. I lost somebody. You move away from that, hard as it may be, because they're all around us. Richie's dad is all around him. Tony, everywhere I look, there's something from her. Does it make me sad? Yeah. But then I think of all the happiness that has come from her love, if you will, attention, what a great job she did with Brendan and Megan, and all of the friends that she had, and people feeling that she made a very unique contribution to life here on this planet. After all, that's the secret of... When you leave, what have you left? Isn't that the secret of life? When you leave, what have you left? What's Richie's dad left?
Do you think they know what they leave?
I think Tony knew what she left. I think she was very aware of it. I don't think she gave herself as much credit as she might. I think sometimes we think more of it. I'll tell you, since Tony has gone, I've given him much more important place in my heart and my mind to what my legacy is in terms of
whether it's this radio program, what people will remember about that when it's gone. Listen to me talking like it was tomorrow I'm going to be over. Or the farm, what am I leaving in terms of what have we saved? And more importantly, what kind of children did I bring into this world? How have they done something to make the place that we live in better? And I can tell you that in those areas, I feel great. If I were to pop off right now...
Sound like you have a hacking cough.
And I'd be okay with it. I don't want to hack off right now.
Right.
At any rate, because it still
that's
is
good.
Fun.
You have to live your life like this. I mean, there are no guarantees. Right. I mean, I'll be hit by a bus.
Happiness
sure
is a byproduct that you cannot pursue by itself. You got to have something to do so you understand the difference between happiness and not so happy. So is that thing. Okay, so here's our little exercise. I kind of like this idea. Taking a discussion that we're having and pulling one thing out of it and seeing if it has consequence for you. Obviously, if you remember the kind of conversation we're having, then you can take it with you. And so I've asked a couple of times today. You can, by the way, this program is there are a couple of services that we offer that hopefully help listeners who sometimes get frustrated because they can't listen to the whole thing. And I try to make it so that each of the parts of the whole stand by itself. But if you want to listen, if you're going to work now and you'll only be able to listen till the top of the hour, you want to listen to other hours of the program, just go to DougStephan.com, listen box. You'll see how you can download the podcast each hour, some of the special interviews we do. And if your station, for whatever the reason, goes away, because some of the stations carry us for 4 hours and then they do something else and we're on for a couple of more hours. So just you can listen online to the live broadcast at DougStephan.com. If Richie's been doing his job.
Which I think he has.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the question. What are the elements in the soil that actually make things grow? Here's Mary, who wants to take the first shot at this. Mary, Happy New Year to you and your family. I hope you have a wonderful New Year. How are you doing?
Thank you. The same to you.
Thanks.
And you described my mother perfectly, and I appreciate that when you described Toni. I lost her 2 years ago today.
I'm sorry. She left you with much good, and what's important. She did something important with her life. That's all you can ask for.
And I talk to her every day.
Me but too. I'm talking to Toni. Here, you'll like. Let me just. I'll throw the story. You like this? I'm driving. Toni's purchased a Mini Cooper in the last year, and so now we're trying to sell it. So I'm driving it, and I'm driving.
Lucky
it's got a
for
sale sign. We're driving around town, and I hit a pothole yesterday, and it went boom, and I could hear the little because the cowling in the front is close to the ground. I could hear it go scrape. And as soon as I came out of that hole, I started to laugh almost uncontrollably because I heard Toni right there with me saying, "What are you doing to my car?"
That's great.
Anyway, all right. So
another thing that I wanted to say, just in case my mom's listening, one of the greatest things I thought about her was she was non-judgmental.
Yeah, I can't say that about Toni.
I mean, she would guide you, but she would never tell you, and she would never judge you by it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she was not judgmental, but she was pretty much, she was a good guider. She had her guidance.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
my guess, I was going to guess enzymes.
Enzymes is a good answer, and it isn't the right answer because it wasn't what we were talking about, but the soil does need enzymes in order for things to grow, but the primary source of growth are not enzymes. Thank you, Mary. I'm glad you called. 800-510-8255. Meg, where are you, my dear?
I'm in Brookdale, Virginia.
Nice to hear you. How are you doing? You ready for New Year's?
I guess so.
Good. Good, good, good. Are you from a farming background in Virginia?
No, I'm not.
All right. So that means this answer, if it's right, is worth even more. So what word did I use to describe these elements that actually make things grow?
Microbes.
Microbes. Have you ever heard that term before? I was talking about it earlier.
Certainly.
Yeah. Well, how did you hear it used? What did you learn about microbes maybe when you were in botany or in chemistry or something?
Tried biology in college and other courses.
Yeah. So what do you make of all of this? What do you make of the future of the planet from your perspective and the future of food and things that we need to have in order to live? Are you as concerned as I'm very concerned, but I don't know that always registers with everybody. What are your thoughts?
I'm concerned. That's all I'm interested in saying.
Yeah, all right. Well, we get you have your radio on. We have to leave you anyway. Hold on a second, and we give you one of our swell prizes. Let me talk to Anna for a second, Richie, if I can, because I want to find out what she thinks about our future, because that's kind of where we are today. Hi, Anna. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hey, good day to you, good people. I'm calling from Keosauqua, Iowa. It's a very rural community in southeast Iowa. And yesterday I was picking fresh chickweed for the rabbits and fresh arugula for the people. And I can do that because the garden is like a sponge. It's so thick with microbial action and stuff.
So you are... You are a follower of fashion. You understand completely what the microbes do in terms of the source of life.
We won't live without them.
Yeah. And so we need to be thinking, you're in a big farm area, and I'm guessing that that area uses a lot of liquid nitrogen and a lot of chemical fertilizers in order to make the beans and the corn and other things grow, right?
You know, true that. It's like being on an island in a green desert. Where I am is it's beyond organic. It's biodynamic and has been for a very long time. And there's quite a difference watching their fields erode while this place just gets thicker and thicker.
Well, they're both under the way people understand things. They both are complementary, but it's a system that, in terms of making a living, they have to make a living. But somehow or other, sooner or later, we got to find a way to blend the old with the new, if you will. You know what I mean? And we have you're talking about the way you enhance the microbial life there, things that are growing at your place. You don't just need manure. There are a lot of people who are composting, take garbage and pile it up and look
right.
at the, I mean, the best way of being able to actually see what the microbes do is to see how worms flourish in rich soil that's enriched by these things that we're talking about, by putting more of what came out of the soil back into the soil. And what's better than that than rotten tomatoes, rotten food, rotten things that came from the soil, you put them back in the soil. And the stuff maggots, as horrible as they are, they help create, and so do other things that are in the soil, they help create life. Ugh, it's horrible to think about it, but that's what they're doing.
Last year I grew 150 different things. The field across the street grew just one.
Yeah. Well, see, that's it. Sometimes you can vary things, but we just need to be vigilant about the kinds of things that some of these big corporations are doing. Don't get me wrong. We need the corporate entities in order for the big businesses need to help us survive and thrive. But being responsible and thinking about more than just what's in your little box is the kind of thing that we have to teach people. It isn't just about you. It's not just about your company. It's about the whole world and how it progresses forward. So hopefully that's something that lands in a lot of people's heads and they find that it's of value. Thank you, Anna. Nice speaking with you. Jennifer Horn will be front and center in a moment with today's television report here on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices exclusion supply.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty. an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children. GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow-cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Oh, me? Oh, 48 minutes past the hour. Doug Stephens, good day, and I get to do the TV report. Yay!
Not if you do it like this, you don't.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I thought I was waiting for a song. Come on, people.
Well, yeah, Richie, you did screw that up. Sheesh. You should have just hit the theme.
Well, yeah. You usually just intro and talk over it.
You
anyway.
Told me not to do it. You said, Jennifer.
I said, let her. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so tonight on TV, if you want to get in the holiday, well, we're already in the holiday frame of mind, but if you want to be in the Happy New Year frame of mind, Happy New Year, Charlie Brown is on ABC starting at 8 o'clock.
Charlie Brown.
Oh, come on. Ugh. Speaking of Charlie Brown, you guys will like this story because you like Dennis Leary and the star, you know, he was a star of Rescue Me.
Love
on
him.
FX. He's in a little bit of trouble because he created a parody of a Charlie Brown Christmas in which Charlie Brown asks Lucy for help when he doubts Christianity and Charlie Brown converts to Islam. Under the influence of his friend Linus. The story was, or the video that he did was on his website, Dennis Leary's website, and he's now under fire for being jaw-droppingly Islamophobic. So. Poor Dennis Leary, but I kind of want to see the video.
Yeah.
All right. Also, the big numbers are out for the most watched shows this fall. And CBS hugely dominated the list. They had 5 of the 10 most watched shows in the fall season. Number 1 was NCIS. Number 3, 2.5 Men for CBS. Number 5 was NCIS Los Angeles. Number 7 was The Big Bang Theory. And number 10 was 60 Minutes. NBC got on the list with their Sunday Night Football. That's it. None of their shows placed on the list. And ABC had Dancing with the Stars and Modern Family. And that's about it. So Fox didn't even show up. They had the overtime at number 13. That's how well they did.
Really?
Do you want to know about James Franco?
Without 24. Now, I want to know what the backlash. You were just talking about the backlash about one tweet. The Bill Maher tweeting about Tebow, that has become a huge.
Yeah. You know, it was a big story. I decided not to report on it because some of the stuff that he said was
I think you can.
Awful.
I'm going to read it, as a matter of fact.
You're going to read it?
I am going to read it. Yep. Well, I'm
all right.
Read
you're a brave man. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to read it now. I'm just saying, at some point in time, I'm going to read it and it'll show up on the air.
Bill Maher's a flea.
Yeah, he said some really bad stuff.
He loses whatever credibility he has by pulling stuff like that.
Absolutely.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Makes me so happy.
The money bit
makes me happy. When I hear that, I know all's well in the world. Richie was just going through a panel of some of our old jingles.
Yeah.
Richie, you ought to compare some of the things that we were playing to the Money Pit theme.
Sound off.
Right.
Tommy, what year do you think this comes from?
1-800-510-8255.
Wow. I think I was in high school.
You were in high school when I was starting this program, pal. I'll tell you that.
I know.
800-510-8255. You have a question for Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Radio program. You're welcome to call it in, or you can email it to Tom at MoneyPit at themoneypit.com.
At MoneyPit.com.
Thanks, Dave. Who's your what?
MoneyPit.com.
You keep telling me it's the Money Pit.
No, no.
What?
I
Which
keep
is
telling
it?
You it's MoneyPit.com.
You keep telling me that? I put the in and you say take it out?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. You know what, folks? If you Google the Money Pit, I'm betting you'll be able to
find
out what's going on. Yeah. Because it is America's number one home improvement radio program. And were it not for Tom and Leslie Segretti, you would know nothing about New Year's and your home. You got any resolves? How are you going to fix your home up? We're going to get to the bottom of ideas in just a moment here on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
So I'm suspecting this weekend on the Money Pit Radio program, you have a couple of hours on New Year's resolutions, people and what they are thinking about doing. They've decided they're going to do this, that, or the other thing to their home. So what sort of things
can you suggest to people, Tommy?
Well, it occurred to me, Doug, that, you know, no matter what resolution you have, I can make a home improvement project out of it. So, for example, if you resolve to make more money in 2012, my response to that would be to choose projects that give you a good return on investment for your home. And really today, and ever since the recession really kicked in, that's been sort of the filter, the lens that we have to look through when we're making the determination as to any project that we want to do. What's the ROI that I'm to get back from it?
Yeah. And so what does, is there something you can do this time of year, or do you have to wait till the good weather to do some of these improvements?
Not necessarily. I mean, let's talk about your kitchen, for example. We're spending a lot of time. It's the holidays. Everyone's spending a lot of time gathering around the kitchens. Kitchens you typically think are, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, improvements. You can do very inexpensive kitchen makeovers. You can change the kitchen cabinet hardware. You can replace just the countertops. You can paint. You can do flooring. You can do lighting. There's a lot of inexpensive updates that you can do that really give your kitchen a new look without spending a lot of money. And, by the way, the improvements that you do to the kitchen, that gives you somewhere around a 70 to 80% return on investment when it comes time to sell.
What would be an example of that? Like, talk dollars and cents, would you?
Well, let's say that you put $10,000 into a new kitchen update. Mm-hmm. Maybe you didn't do everything, but you did the countertops and lighting, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
When it comes time to sell the house, if you sell it within the next year or two, you could expect to sell your house for about $7,000 to $8,000 more as a result of that update.
Really? All right. So you get most of the money
back. Most of the money back, theoretically.
That's
exactly.
Not always true of things outside. It's like swimming pools, hard to get that money back.
No, it isn't. But a deck, it's easy to get the money back. There are certain improvements that give a great return and certain that don't. The swimming pool, you know, there's folks that absolutely positively have to have a swimming pool, and there's those that feel just as passionately about it. So, you know, sometimes you'll get it, sometimes you won't. But even look at something like staying on a budget. You know, it's a good idea, if you've never done this, folks, to do a home energy audit. You will be amazed at what you learn. You think you know where all the energy dollars are leaking out of the house, you would be shocked to find some of the places that those dollars
are being
wasted.
What would be one example of that?
Well, let's look at exterior outlets, for example. Mm-hmm. You plug in lights, you plug in things, you don't think about it. There's a big draft that just zips right through those outlets, letting that heat just escape right to the outside or bringing the cold
outside
inside.
In or inside out.
Yeah, and you're talking about 50 cents to fix that.
Check out moneypit.com. How's that? Is that okay?
That is correct. Right. New Year's resolutions on the homepage now.
There it is. Moneypit.com through DougStefan.com. Tom Kreitler here on Good Day at 59 past the hour. Long range.